Good evening, Brian of London here. So, I was watching the tweet stream. Thank you very much, Ezra Levant, because there were others, and James Dellingpole and so on. Thanks very much for your coverage, because we'd be blind without you. So, I've just watched Ezra's summary video, Tommy's fantastic rant. There's just like a few points I want to highlight. Number one, Tommy's not doing this for the money. If you were doing this for the money shot, the smart money play would be to take the compensation, because it's always a risk when you go in front of a judge and you've got to present evidence and you've got to sit through their cross-examination. And I'm sure Tommy was getting really, really frustrated being questioned by this pedant, this Mielnerven. There's a Dutch word that literally means ant fucking. I don't know how to say it, the Dutch, but it's a fantastic word. This the minutia, is it a car or a bus your daughter ran in front of? I mean, just Tommy's story of the day matches the video that has been posted. His story matched the story he told in a train when he was leaving, which I think is in the at the end of the video that I saved. He hasn't changed one decimal point in the whole story that he's told. He's been 100% consistent all along in the story of the day. So trying to nitpick holes, especially when the holes that the police prosecutor is trying to pick would be completely opened up if the police had their own camera footage, which they have mysteriously deleted. So one can only assume that their camera footage did not help their case. That's why it's gone. So then the other thing, Ezra pointed this out. The mainstream media, not there in force to cover this trial. They'll be there at the high at the old, it's not the Old Bailey the next time, it's the Royal Courts of Justice. When Tommy's on the defensive, you can bet the media will be there. When Tommy is the prosecutor, quiet. There'll be some articles, there'll be some dry reporting, maybe, of the facts, and they'll begrudgingly report this. But they're not all sitting there up in Peterborough. But firstly, they're lazy asses. They're not going to move. The mainstream media is based in London, and they're not going to move their asses. The local reporters will be there. Well done to them for covering this. But the media are evil. They're evil. They created the conditions whereby Tommy is hated in such a way that the policeman, the individual policeman who took these actions, believe that it is the correct and moral thing to do to persecute Tommy's children. They actually believe that in their heads, based on years of being told that he is some kind of far-right Nazi monster. That's what the media have created around Tommy. And it is, yeah, hypnotized, as someone points in the chat. It's amazingly powerful to watch, and it has to be unraveled. And again, the idea now that Tommy is taking this to a court case, this is huge, because, okay, he's crowdfunded lots of people. Well done to all of you who are the producers of the Tommy Robinson show. You are the producers. If you've sent money to him, or if you've helped out in any way, if you've saved videos, if you contributed in any way, you're helping produce the material that we're all watching. That's the Tommy show. And even this, which is a sideshow to what he's sort of all about. It's not about, this is not his core product. But what it's doing is it's exposing the fascist state. And this is where I'm going to say dimitude. Dimitude, dimitude, dimitude. I do not say this word often enough. That explains the underlying psychosis of everything that's going on in Britain. The police, what they were doing in Cambridge by running him out of town, it is a fear of upsetting. And dimitude is the condition of subservience to Islam. Now, ordinarily, you would think people only become subservient to Islam after their country has been conquered and the caliph is sitting above them. No. Dimitude is a mental condition. It's a mental state where you feel that you cannot speak out. You cannot read the Quran and learn it. You cannot read Muhammad's Quran as it's meant to be understood by kuffar, by non-Muslims. Dimitude are those conditions. And what is happening in the UK is that the elites and the people who run the place and the police are enforcing upon themselves the conditions of dimitude. And they're trying to force Tommy to be a dimmy. Now, I'm going to tell you one story about Tommy. So when he was in Israel, we toured the whole country. And the last couple of days, the penultimate day, we were in Jerusalem. We get to Jerusalem in the evening and we stay in a nice hotel. In fact, one of the few non-kosher hotels in Jerusalem. So it has lots of foreign press there because you can get bacon in the morning. We get up early because you have to get up early to go onto the Temple Mount. This is the piece of land where the Jewish temple used to sit, and it was destroyed by the Romans, and the bricks were, and the stones were chucked over the sides. And all that's left of the temple now is the wall that held the mount up, and that's what we call the Western Wall or the Kotel. So we go up to the Temple Mount, which has now got a mosque on it and a mausoleum. And the mausoleum is the one with the gold dome. We get to the very top of the queue, and I'm with Tommy, I'm with his black friend who came on the whole trip with us, and another white friend. I only say black because it's kind of important to the story. So we get to the top, we go up this, it's like a sort of a stairway tunnel thing that leads, is an ugly piece of, but it spoils the whole Western Wall, but it's necessary. We go up to the top, and when we get to the top, you are met with the Muslim guards who guard the Temple Mount. They're called the Waqf. They're actually put there by Jordan. Don't ask. It's a whole stupid arrangement. We gave control of this plot of land, this unbelievably important plot of land for us Jews. We gave control of it to Jordan, to the Waqf. We get to the very top of it, and Tommy and his friend are both wearing short sleeve, like polo shirts. Nice. You know, they're always well dressed. And for women, they have to cover their shoulders. And for men, you can go with bare arms, of course, because, you know, the rules for men, of course, this is Islam. Men get to do whatever they want, but women have to cover their head and cover their shoulders. So Tommy and his friend get to the top. And they take one look at Tommy and his friend. Both their arms are covered in tats. And the black friend has actually got a tattoo around his neck, which is actually a Christian cross sort of tattooed in with the it's like brilliant. And they've got like, both of them have got like crusader motifs and women and the whole thing. Anyway, the Waqf guys, firstly, they look at the black friend because they're racists. So they look at the black friend, immediately they don't like him because they're just racist. And they look at Tommy and all the tattoos and they immediately say, you've got to cover up. So Tommy says, give me something to cover up. So they bring two shawls, the same shawls that they give the women to put over their shoulders and over their hair. And then they're about to hand them over and then they say 20 shekels. They want money. And it's not like a rental, but they want 20 shekels for Tommy and his friend to cover themselves so that they can walk around the Temple Mount. So Tommy says, I'm not paying your jizya. Jizya is the tax that non-Muslims have to pay to the caliph when they're dhimmis, when they're ruled, when they're conquered. He says, I'm not paying your jizya. He and his friend turn around. I take two quick snaps of them with the gold dome behind, and then they're escorted to the exit, which means they have to sort of walk along the side of the Temple Mount and back out. And then they wait for us. The rest of us spent 20 minutes up there, and then we joined them. I'm not paying your jizya. That is Tommy, okay? And those policemen in England, in Cambridge, were enforcing Sharia dhimmi. They were just scared of his presence. They want to get him out. And this happens everywhere. They are terrified. Tommy's existence, his mere existence in Great Britain today, is a symbol of anti-submission to Islam. And that's why they're terrified of him. And that's why, and he won't submit, and he won't pay the jizya, and he won't give in. And that story from the Temple Mount, it is. He would have had the same fight with the Temple Mount police, but, you know, he just left. That's it. Don't let the Dhimmi police. Day two tomorrow. Thank you very much again to Ezra for basically flying in there and those live tweets, which was fantastic. And we'll see how it goes. I think Tommy really, really, really needs a legal win here in the UK, a proper solid apology from the police for his kids, because Tommy's video, the 8 minutes into the video he put out tonight, it's all about him being able to sit down with his children and say, the police have apologized for what they did to you, my children. The police have apologized. That's the most important thing he can get out of this. Not cash, not having his court fees paid, all of that. The most important thing will be to force the police to admit guilt and apologize to Tommy Robinson, the infamous Tommy Robinson. Anyway, thanks very much for watching. I'm Brian of London. Check out brianoflondon.me. That's my site, because I'm sure the social medias will be deleting me at some point, and the YouTubes and all of that stuff. Always look to brianoflondon.me on the Steam blockchain at Brian of London as well. Another place that's very hard to delete me. Thanks very much. Speak to you all soon. Bye.